still on my mind.
Another fine block of good old New England local tunes. You are, of course, listening to On the Town with Mikey D right here on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts College Radio. In that last block, Alien Touring with Sick and Tired of Waiting, Let's Burn It All Down. Following that, brand new from Lazy with Summer 17. After that, a blast from the past with This Bliss, Talk, 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 and Pratik with You're Still on My Mind. Please stick around for a special performance by Larry Newman coming up a little later in the program. For now, though, what do you say we get back to some music just as quickly as we had taken a break? Here is brand new, another brand new one, this one from Beware the Dangers of a Ghost Scorpion. Here's Nick Street.
Vicky, how you doing? How's the knee?
It's coming along, doctor, but still some soreness.
Well, let's see. You know, this soon after surgery, some pain is pretty normal.
I was hoping to get more painkillers. The first round worked great.
We're being very careful with those now. Prescription painkillers are opioids, same as heroin. It's easy to start taking them, not so easy to stop.
Last year in America, an average of 40 people died from opioid abuse every day. Long-term addiction has become America's newest health epidemic.
So no pills?
Vicky, you're doing great. So let's try these anti-inflammatories, plus your physical therapy. If the soreness doesn't continue to get better, give me a call.
For opioids, the smaller the dose prescribed and taken, the better. Because even a few prescription painkillers can sometimes go a long, wrong way. A message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and the Orthopedic Trauma Association. Visit orthoinfo.org/prescription safety.
Thank you.
Beware the dangers of a ghost scorpion with Nick Street in that last block. Following that, Trigger Discipline with 3 and 4 and 5 into Cowboys in Boston by Desk. And just now, Flash of White Light by Watts. You are, of course, listening to On the Town with Mikey D right here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts College Radio. Please do stick around. We're getting egregiously close to a special live performance from Studio D by our special guest, Larry Newman. For now, though, more music. Brand new one from Ex Hyena with special guest Horror House. Here's You Can't Run Away From Me.
nervous, I fundamentally nervous, I digging through my ruins, we claw the rough edge, probably just another dead end here.
A man on the moon, trying to find his way home soon.
That last block of music, another fine selection of New England goodies. Starting us off, we had Ex Hyena and Horror House, brand new, with You Can't Run Away From Me. Following that, Cold as the Sun by Fatigue into Man on the Moon by Dom the Composer. With that, I now direct your attention over to Studio D, as we have a special live performance just for you. Ladies and gentlemen and everything in between, please give all your attention and love to Larry Newman.
Hey, it's great to be here. I'm looking at this picture of Mikey D on the wall across there. What a guy. All right, so I grew up in Boston, and I used to see these guys that had paper bags with booze in them along the train tracks, the freight train tracks, and about 25 years ago, I wrote this song about them called Rotgut Whiskey. The railroad tracks. let's play it now. I got Boxborough Tom over there on the drums. Say hello to the people,
Boxborough. How are you doing tonight?
Actually, I think he's muted right now. So you can yell.
Yell!
All right.
How y'all doing?
Yeah. All right. So I was not always the upstanding citizen that you see here today. And so after seeing those guys drinking that whiskey, I kind of get into it at one point at my youth. This is the story about the MDC police who they used to patrol Memorial Drive and Star Drive in Boston, and they decided one night that it would be better if they gave me a bed and breakfast for $25 than for me to continue to negotiate those roads that they were patrolling. So this is called Drunk Driving Blues. Lights.
saw those blue flashing lights. Next thing I knew, police be reading me my rights. Let's play one. Guess I never made bail. Yeah. Story of a boozer and a loser. So you're lying there in jail, and then you get bailed out, and you probably have to walk home because they've towed your car now, and you feel like somebody has stuck a spike, some sort of ice pick, straight through your forehead, and you've got what I call the hangover blues. One, two, three. Last night, and I had me a real good time. Went out last night, and I had me a real good time. I drank so much whiskey, I nearly lost my mind. Got the hangover blues, full of fear. Got the hangover blues, full of fear and dread. I need the morning cure to ease my aching head. Well, I crawled on home and I crawled on up to bed. Well, I stumbled home and I crawled on up to bed. Well, my woman woke up and kicked me in the head. Got the hangover blues, full of fear and dread. Got the hangover blues, full of fear and dread. I need the morning cure to ease my aching. Let's get that cure now. Well, if it happens again, I think she's gone. If it happens again, I think she's gonna leave. I feel
feel so sick, like I'm gonna heal. I got the hangover blues, full of fear and dread. Give me that morning cure to ease my aching head. Oy. Well, you can see there's a theme going on here. Buyer beware. I think I was going to switch guitars now, yeah. All right. So we'll, Tom will give you some snappy repartee. Joel, you can open up that mic for Mr. Semantic.
That would be Schlemancic.
Schlemancic.
The captain and Schlemiel here.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Oh, let's see. We won't leave too much dead air for you.
Too much dead air. We got live.
Well, when is the so Tom and I play with Captain Easy Chord and the Captain and Schlemiel, which is a great band. Because it has nothing to do with the Captain and Tennille, but it's kind of like obscure 60s bubblegum tunes. And we were on Joel's show a little while ago, so hopefully you caught that. But I'll tell them about a few of our shows coming up. Actually, I'm playing with Captain Easy Chord on Saturday, and where Tom and I will be playing in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, outdoors. It will be delightful at Vaughan Mall, right off the main street in Portsmouth. And let's see, let me give you a
1 o'clock
kind of a rundown. Yeah, the show starts at 1, so be there. Why can't I open this the right way? Oh, God. All right. Oh, here we go.
The guitar transfusion is complete, though.
Yeah, it is. It is. The transfer is gone, yes. Okay. So, thanks to Joel Simkus for having us on. And
he rocks.
And for Mikey D for starting this show years ago. Yeah, so we'll be playing at Vaughan Mall, and then... let's see. I will be playing the following week with George Belli and the Retroactivists out at the Orchard Grill in Hampton. Yeah. Captain Easy Chord is playing the Plow and Stars on August 20th. I'm doing a solo show on August 6th. Opening for Martin Morrell and Fredette at the Midway, which is a great club in Boston. And I'll be playing with Tom Satch Cairns, let's see, on the 23rd. That's next Sunday at the Rum Line in Gloucester. I got a lot of stuff. If you want to look at my Larry Newman Facebook page, you'll see all kinds of stuff happening. And put it on your calendar. Our Kinks tribute band, Preservation, is playing back at the Tavern at the End of the World on the 10th of September. But I've got about, 20 gigs in between now and then or something. So, anyway, Let's go with the acoustic stuff for a little bit. Okay, so here's a song that I wrote during my first year of marriage, and you know, my wife and I weren't real rich, and I wanted to give her a nice anniversary present, so I wrote her a song, and that's actually the traditional first anniversary gift is paper. So I gave her this piece of paper with the song on it. I think hopefully she still has it. Or I have it somewhere.
She does.
I got it in my head, though, anyway, so that'll be good. It's called the anniversary song. Year ago today, I married you. Year ago today, we said we'd be true to the vows and the promises we made. I married you year ago today. You became my wife a year ago today. We started our new life with dreams, hopes and dreams to come true. A year ago today I married you. Well, the days they passed, our love would last for many, many more. We laughed, we cried, we almost died. Together forevermore, together forevermore. Let's rock! To the vows and the promises we made, I married you a year ago today. You married me a year ago today. And you and I became we a year ago to that's for Liz. She might be home listening. I hope so. All right. So, let's see. I was going to do that Hank Williams song, but I think I'm going to do an Asa Brebner song. All right. You can follow along this one. Probably Brushes, maybe. I don't know. Something like that. So this is one of my favorite songs that Asa Brebner wrote, and I produced the and put out the two Asa Brebner tribute CDs, and you know, you can contact me on my message me on Facebook, Larry Newman. I'm the Larry Newman artist in Kittery, Maine. If you are looking for a copy,
They're great. They've got all of Ace's songs. There's two volumes. The first one has 14 songs by all Boston artists, and the second one has 22 cuts by more Boston artists. So it's quite a collection, and it only the tip of the iceberg of Ace's prolific history of writing that unfortunately was cut short in March of 2019. So this one is was done on the first tribute CD by Natalie Flanagan, but I always like playing it in my set, and it's called Ragged Religion. Standing in the broken glass, moving too fast. I smoke too much, but it's the only fun I get. Jane is in the laundromat, telling all her sisters that I lost the grocery money on a football bet. Tuning in the radio, drinking toast to Romeo, who was goddamn lucky he never married Juliet. Dogs are barking in the street, babies crying in the heat. I get so tired, take my love if you want it, or I'll find someone new. Don't say my love was a weak one, I cried a lot about you.
Little kid got wise. He hid his piggy bank. I caught him throwing cherry bombs. I caught him pulling false alarm. He's a little too young for jail, but too old to spank. Well, I lost the grocery money on a football bet.
I miss you, Asa. I knew him for 45 years, from 1974 to 2019. Let's see. What do you think? Oh, I'm going to do something that's really inappropriate now. Okay. So I would go to see Robert Earl Keen, who's a great Texas singer-songwriter. And no matter what time of year, because it is such a great song, he would play his song, Merry Christmas from the Family. You know, it's one of the great new Christmas songs of all time. By new, I mean in the past, I don't know, 20 to 30 years or something, whenever he wrote it. But it's so great, and there's a great video with it. So I wrote this Christmas song, and, you know, I mean, look at Irving Berlin. So, you know, the Jews write the best Christmas songs. So I wrote this Christmas song, and I went down to Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, for a songwriting competition, and it won Best Christmas Song of the Year with the North American Country Music Association. So this is just called LJ's Christmas Song, but I basically lifted a line from every Christmas song that you can think of, probably, that would be popular. So you'll have to listen closely, and you'll hear them all. Thank you very much.